What if the answer to your stress, your striving, and your endless searching for more was written 2,500 years ago? Wayne Dyer spent an entire year living the 81 verses of the Tao Te Ching, not just reading them, but breathing them into every moment of his existence. He emerged transformed, and his interpretation has since changed millions of lives. This isn't just another self-help book. It's a bridge between ancient Eastern philosophy and our hyperactive Western lives, translating the mysterious into the practical without losing its magic. The Tao Te Ching opens with a riddle. The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. In other words, the moment you try to define the deepest truth of existence, you've already missed it. This feels frustrating to our modern minds, trained to Google every answer and categorize every experience. But here's the revelation. This mystery isn't a problem to solve. It's an invitation to stop exhausting yourself trying to control and label everything. Think about falling in love. You can list someone's qualities, describe their smile, catalog their quirks, but none of those words capture the actual experience of love itself. The Tao works the same way. It exists beyond our mental constructs, yet flows through them. When you stop demanding that life fit into neat boxes, you discover something remarkable. The space between knowing and not knowing becomes fertile ground for genuine wisdom. We're trained to see binaries, good versus evil, success versus failure, beauty versus ugliness. But the Tao reveals something radical. Opposites aren't enemies, but dance partners. Beauty exists only because we invented ugliness. Success means nothing without failure. The sage doesn't get trapped in these artificial categories, but perceives the underlying unity, where seeming opposites are simply different expressions of one reality. This transforms how you move through your day. When your coworker criticizes your work, you see it not as an attack, but as one perspective in an infinite field. When you fail, you recognize it as part of the natural rhythm governing everything from your breath to the tides. The Chinese call this effortless action wu wei, acting without forcing. Picture a surfer riding a wave, simultaneously controlling their board and surrendering to the ocean's power. Next time you feel yourself pushing against reality, pause. Can you work with what is rather than fighting for what should be? Our culture whispers constantly, more money, more status, more achievements. Yet the Tao offers a revolutionary countermessage. He who knows he has enough is rich. Pursuing more creates insatiable hunger that steals our peace. Consider your old wish lists. How many items did you actually need? The shift happens when you replace "what can I get" with "how may I serve?" This isn't self-sacrifice, it's alignment with abundance's natural flow. You've been taught to see yourself as finite, limited time, resources, potential, but the Tao is empty yet inexhaustible, the source of all life. You are an expression of that infinite source, temporarily wearing a physical disguise. Most worries stem from scarcity thinking, not enough money, time, love. From an infinite perspective, these concerns appear as temporary ripples on an eternal ocean. Try this shift. Instead of affirming lack, declare everything I need now is here. Perceived scarcity often reflects blocked flow rather than actual absence. Before your next purchase, pause. Listen for inner guidance. Feel gratitude for having the choice. The Tao shows no favorites. Like rain falling on gardens and parking lots alike, it nourishes everything without preference. This impartiality challenges our tribal instincts to divide the world into us and them. When you elevate yourself as more deserving, you disconnect from the Tao's all-encompassing power. That homeless person, that difficult relative, that political figure you despise, they're all connected to the same source as you. Eliminate judgments by recognizing yourself in everyone. Remove special from your vocabulary. If anyone is special, everyone is. Create a short mantra like, guide me right now, Tao, and repeat it silently when meeting anyone, friends, strangers, people you love, people who irritate you. Consider your current worries. How important will they be in 100 years? When you align thoughts with eternal reality, life's sharp edges smooth. In challenging conversations, respond with silence instead of immediate reaction. In that emptiness, connect with your infinite nature and let it guide you. As you cultivate this impartial perspective, compassion arises naturally, not as something you force, but as the inevitable result of seeing the divine spark animating all existence. Lao Tzu describes an eternal creative force, the mysterious feminine energy, continuously birthing new life. This isn't about gender, but about receptive, allowing, nurturing energy that complements our culture's obsession with masculine striving. When connected to your origins energy, you offer your authentic intelligence and talents without forcing or manipulating. Your calling might be music, software, dentistry, driving. It doesn't matter. What matters is doing it with your unique flair, trusting your inner wisdom while ignoring criticism. Creativity flows through you from an inexhaustible source, not through willpower. Watch babies and small children who haven't learned cultural conformity. Notice their mysterious feminine nature and intact inherent character, their gift from the Tao. When you feel blocked, remember, you don't create through force, but through allowing. The Tao knows precisely what to create through you. By balancing receptive feminine energy with focused masculine energy, you access your most complete creative expression. Post this wisdom somewhere visible. Wisdom is knowing I am nothing, love is knowing I am everything, and between the two, my life moves. You are 75% water. In Lao Tzu's teaching, water and the Tao are synonymous. Water demonstrates the way perfectly. It flows around obstacles, finding the path of least resistance. Yet this yielding quality holds tremendous power. Over time, water carves canyons through solid rock. Where are you fighting against natural flow? Research shows water responds to intention, forming beautiful crystals when exposed to words like love and thank you, but breaking apart with negative words. Since you are essentially water, your intentions ripple outward, impacting everything around you. Drink water mindfully today. With each sip, remind yourself to nourish others, as streams nourish animals and rain nourishes plants. Be like water, receptive to everyone, especially those who rarely receive respect. Look for the Tao in all people and approach them with acceptance. By not controlling others, you harmonize with the natural order. This practice builds the muscle of contentment that no achievement can provide. The Tao teaches a subversive wisdom. Enough is truly enough. Just as over-sharpening dulls a blade, our pursuit of excess diminishes us. The eternal Tao creates with perfect balance, knowing when to stop. A baby gestates for 9 months, not 5 years. Spring doesn't last forever. Our obesity crisis exemplifies this failure. Eating beyond fullness reflects the belief that more creates happiness. This principle extends beyond food. Sometimes the most productive thing is to rest. Sometimes the most loving action is giving space rather than continuing to help. Practice this at your next meal. Check if you're still hungry after several bites. If not, simply stop. That discomfort reveals your conditioning around more. Start small. When you feel the urge to control, pause and allow. When you judge someone as separate, recognize yourself in them. When you chase after more, ask if you already have enough. The Tao isn't asking you to abandon your life. It's asking you to bring awareness to this moment, this breath, this choice. In a culture that profits from your dissatisfaction, contentment is rebellion. The ancient way is also the way forward, not through striving, but through surrender, not through grasping, but through allowing, not through separation, but through recognizing the oneness that was always here.